Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
America's Got Talent had their big outing with new host Tyra Banks yesterday. Now, remember, I told you it got canceled last week due to Mel B filing for divorce on Monday from her husband of 10 years, Stephen Belafonte. And, you know, it was a hard day to deal with the press and all. Well, in what is now a strange turn of events, Melanie Brown's brother-in-law, Stephen's own brother, is claiming that Stephen became jealous of Mel B's relationships with other people. Jeremiah Stansberry is speaking out in interviews saying his brother had developed a massive ego during his marriage to the Spice Girl, and Stephen's brother speculated that their relationship may have broken down because the movie producer wasn't being receptive of Melanie's feelings. Jeremiah said, quote, "He's not a bad guy in any means, but he can be a little rough around the edges, and he wasn't probably picking up on the signs that Melanie wasn't quite happy," end of quote. And as you might guess, Stephen is not happy about his brother getting in the middle of his divorce. He's apparently sending Jeremiah some pretty terse emails. Whew, stay tuned. We'll be hearing more about the B story on this one. Well, with the success of La La Land, as you might guess, musicals will be the next big thing here in Hollywood. And 10-time Grammy winner Pharrell Williams is stepping into the game with his own brand of the genre. He's got a piece scheduled to come to the big screen titled Atlantis. It's based on Pharrell's own life story growing up in Virginia Beach, and the 43-year-old singer will produce the film and play a large role in creating what is being described is a Romeo and Juliet style musical. Now, this is all according to The Hollywood Reporter. And Pharrell and producers Mimi Valdez and Gil Netter brought the project to a few studios just a couple of weeks ago, but Fox nabbed the rights to it just earlier this week. And Atlantis will be directed by veteran Broadway director Michael Mayer. I'll bet it's going to be another good one. I just love musicals. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN. Online.